Wrestling fans, clap for the Angle Podcast!
The Angle Podcast.
Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
It's the Angle Podcast! How exciting!
Welcome everyone back to an extra special edition of the Angle Podcast. As always, I'm your host Joey Carney, and if you haven't already, please smash that subscribe button down below. Now, with me is a man making news in the world of professional wrestling. If you see his face, you probably know who he is. Breaking news here in the world of professional wrestling. This guest has just signed a multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John Skyler. How are you? Congrats, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Joey. I'm excited to be back with Impact Wrestling, as you can imagine, and I'm excited to be here with you today. I appreciate you having me on to talk all things with Impact.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Now, we've seen you before in Impact, obviously getting a win over Matt Cardona, and even seeing you in a digital exclusive match with Crazy Steve. I'd love to know, what about Impact is the most attractive thing to you? What stands out the most to you?
Well, right off the top of my head, it has to be the Impact talent roster. There's so many people up and down the show and the roster that I haven't gotten the chance to wrestle yet. And that's the thing that's really appealing to me. And I even said this on Tommy Dreamer's podcast earlier this year, that I signed with Impact to kind of break the perception of who John Skyler is, because I've been this 15-year journeyman that has traveled the world, perfected my craft. But I wanted to start being, you know, taken a little bit more seriously as a threat, as a viable superstar, as somebody that people could see money in. And that's really why I chose Impact Wrestling, was to kind of break the perception of who John Skyler is. And I think in order to do that, I think I need to wrestle people like Josh Alexander, like Eddie Edwards, like Saban and Shelley, the Motor City Machine Guns, and Chris Bay, and so many others. And that's what I'm really excited about re-upping and re-signing with Impact Wrestling, is hopefully having the opportunity, whether it be tag team wrestling or singles competition, to show the world exactly what I'm capable of within the confines of a squared circle.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you've been doing this for 15 plus years now, and I love the origin stories and the comeback stories. What about pro wrestling first, or the initial love for it? Where did it come from, if you remember how old you were, and ultimately what got you to here now signing multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling?
Well, I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina, which was a big Crockett territory in NWA, WCW back in the day. And I was very attracted to guys like wrestlers such as Arn Anderson and the Horseman, Eddie Guerrero, so many others growing up. And I got to go to the Township Auditorium on a regular basis as a kid, as far back as I remember. And initially, my older brother really was a big fan too, and he kind of grew out of it. I guess I didn't. So here I am. And, you know, my family's been my biggest, you know, supporters since I started in 2008. And, you know, I just love pro wrestling. You know, I graduated from the University of South Carolina, got a teaching degree, taught school for 8 years, but I don't really see myself doing anything else in this life other than being a professional wrestler. And that's something I take a lot of pride in. And now that I'm going to get the chance again for multiple years now to show my trade to the world and what I can do, I'm very, very excited about that. And I just love pro wrestling.
Yeah, and Impact, I feel, does so well with telling stories and letting talent really create their own future, giving them the creative freedom. I've had the opportunity to talk to a plethora of Impact talent, and we always come back to the idea that Impact is the land of opportunity. It gives people the creative freedom to really be themselves and create characters for themselves, or personas that are really just that stand alone against, you know, itself amongst the wrestling world. And there's all types of stories, all types of characters. As a wrestling fan growing up to now, what's the type of character? I know you mentioned Arn Anderson and Eddie Guerrero. What's the type of characters or stories that you most like to see, or what you were a fan of?
just anything that taps into people's emotions. I remember, again, as a kid, having an older brother really sinking my teeth into the Bret Hart, Owen Hart, brother versus brother storyline. So anything that can really captivate people and get people's attention, I'm all about that, man. And the crazy thing is, you know, with professional wrestling, you know, we are real life superheroes. We're larger than life characters, and anything now that can captivate somebody's attention without necessarily insulting their intelligence, I think is great. And I always love the thing I really love about Impact too is wrestling is still much, is still very much the background for all these other stories. You know, somewhere along the lines, some places that, you know, kind of lost sight of the fact that this is a wrestling program. And, you know, Impact, again, and I think you can credit the strong talent roster as well, is so wrestling driven. It's still very much a wrestling driven show with a lot of great wrestlers. Yeah. And, you know, if you look at the top of the list, you know, our heavyweight champion, Josh Alexander, one of the greatest wrestlers in the world right now. And so I think it just goes on all the way down, you know, all the way down the list of guys. Look at somebody like Jason Hotch, the Gut Check winner that just signed. You know, he's somebody that I've been very impressed with because he's a great wrestler. And it's just a great place for wrestlers to apply their trade. And yeah, I mean, that's the stuff that I really sink my teeth into is, you know, wrestling driven storylines that people find captivating, yeah, that they can really sink their teeth into.
I think that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing, being a wrestling fan my entire life, I'm seeing a change now that we're moving away from different types of characters, and there's more of an authenticity, a more genuine, genuine based storylines, I think, that we're seeing more of today. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Real life situations, real life stories that you can, you know, play out on screen. And we're seeing things that we really don't see anywhere else besides Impact. I mentioned in an interview earlier this week, you know, what we're seeing with Violent by Design and Diener and Eric Young. You don't see that type of content in any other wrestling platform. And I think that's what makes Impact stand out amongst the rest. But Impact and TNA really do have a special place in professional wrestling history. Were you a fan of when it was TNA? And do you have any favorite moments or memories from that time that really stand out?
Oh my gosh, of course. You know, I've been following TNA Total Nonstop Action, Impact Wrestling since its inception, you know, in 2002. I was a huge fan of AJ Styles, a huge fan of Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, Christian Cage. I mean, the list goes on and on, Samoa Joe. It's just, it's been crazy to watch Impact grow as a company. In terms of favorite moments, I mean, you know, I remember sitting there live when Sting wrestled Kurt Angle at Bound for Glory, and you know, what a moment that was. You know, and you go as far back as even Elix Skipper walking the top of the cage. You know, these are just things that are always going to be etched in my mind, not only as a wrestler, but as a wrestling fan. And I mean, I wish I could go back in time and put myself in 2002, 2003 and see how I would match up with some of those guys back then. But unfortunately, we are here in the present. And, you know, I'm excited to create some memories, hopefully, for the Impact audience now that they'll remember the way I remember those moments that I just touched on.
Yeah. And I mentioned before at an interview I did earlier this week, and that was with someone who is considered the heart and soul of Impact Wrestling, Eddie Edwards. And we spoke about new talent coming in, veterans coming back to Impact, and how everyone in the locker room keeps the same goal in mind, and that's to help Impact just grow, initially just grow. What are some of your goals that you'd like to accomplish during your time now with Impact for a couple of years now?
Well, on top of getting the chance to wrestle that plethora of talent that I've already touched on, obviously I've always seen myself as an X Division champion, hopefully, in the future, because I just listed several legends in TNA history that were all, you know, X Division champions. I love tag team wrestling as well. I've always been a big fan of tag team wrestling. So I could see myself maybe finding a tag team partner and, you know, working towards a tag team title goal, because, again, I think so much of guys like the Motor City Machine Guns and then countless other tag teams as well, Heath and Rhino, You know, with the influx of talent coming from New Japan, like Aussie Open, there's so many guys that I would love the opportunity to work with in a tag team setting as well, because tag team wrestling is just so exciting right now.
Yep. Absolutely. And we keep seeing legends like Tommy Dreamer and Mickey James. You mentioned the Motor City Machine Guns, Bully Ray, even all finding their way back to Impact. And is there a name that stands out to you in the sense of maybe a mentor or someone that you've looked up to in wrestling that you could really now have the opportunity to talk to in the locker room, get advice from, or even, you know, have a storyline in the ring?
Oh, man, it's so hard to say. You know, obviously, Tommy Dreamer has been a huge influence in my life, not just my career, but he's somebody that's gone to bat for me several times. You know, Tommy would be great. You know, a lot of the influx of legends that have come in and out, like a Frankie Kazarian, like a Christian Cage, Christopher Daniels, you know, and again, really guys like Chris Sabin, you know, I don't think get enough credit, you know, as being mentors in the locker room, because Sabin's been there since the beginning as well, pretty much. So he's definitely somebody that I feel like I could always talk to, pick his brain a little bit, and get advice from.
Yeah, and the whole talk that we've been having here, so you've signed a multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling. What goes into your strategy, finding out a way for you to have success in Impact? Is it just being motivated? Is it having the experience, 15-plus years? Is it a strong work ethic? What to you goes into finding success in this venture?
Well, I think when you look back at my first run in Impact, I think I definitely kicked it off with a bang by beating Matt Cardona. And that was something that kind of caught a lot of people off guard by surprise. And I feel like it's so easy to become complacent once you find your way on a television wrestling program. And I might have done that the first time. And I'm a man that's not afraid to admit his mistakes. But really, my goal this time is to really again, without break the perception of how I was perceived before I got to Impact Wrestling, but also really take every opportunity as just that, an opportunity to show the world that, you know, not only am I like the thinking man's wrestler that has a high wrestling IQ, I want to get that point across, you know, and get it through people and captivate people through the television screens that I am a smart guy, that I'm well articulate, and that I know what I'm doing in that ring. But I'm a wrestler's wrestler too. And, you know, just getting every opportunity I can to show that to the world, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of it this time. You know, complacency is something I say to a lot of the guys that I help train now, is consistency over complacency. Of course. You know, you have to consistently be at the top of your game. Otherwise you'll be complacent. And, you know, I'm just excited to, again, do what I've been doing for the last 15 years. And that's proven the world wrong. When you look at a guy that's not 6 feet tall, that's just over 200 pounds, you know, I've been proven doubters wrong since day one in this sport. And I'm looking forward to continuing to do so as a part of Impact Wrestling.
Yeah. And we've touched on, you know, Josh Alexander and a bunch of different Impact talent, but we have Josh Alexander as the Impact World Champion, Trey Miguel, Joe Hendry, Jordan, Heath, and Rhino, all holding gold, prestigious gold in Impact Wrestling. What does it mean to be a champion to you? And what would it mean to find yourself potentially holding gold in Impact?
Again, validation for one would be it for me, whether it's X Division champion, digital media champion, tag team champion, or the top Impact heavyweight champion. You know, it would be instant validation for me in my career. And because, I mean, let's face it, over 15 years, there's been a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of, do I really want to do this? So I can want to continue to scratch and claw. When you see all your friends become successful and make a lot of money, you often wonder, you sit back and you go, is it going to happen for me? Is it going to happen for me? And I think if I were to hold gold in Impact Wrestling, I think I could finally sit back and not necessarily smell the roses, but look back at my 15-year career and gone, you know what? I did it. And it, you know, so being a champion obviously means a lot to me. You know, nobody gets into wrestling because they want to be a loser. And I'm no different. You know, I want to be a champion. And again, you know, it might sound cliche, but once you are in that lineage of champions, you're kind of forever immortalized. And that's something that maybe when I broke in 2008, I didn't foresee I didn't foresee that happening for me then.
Yeah.
But now that I'm a part of Impact Wrestling, it's an easily obtainable goal.
Yeah. And we've talked about potentially finding a tag partner, going after the tag titles, the X Division Championship, all the names that we discussed. But is there a name in Impact that stands out to you that as someone you would consider your dream opponent, sort of say, in Impact?
There's a lot, man. I mean, that's a loaded question. the top of my list, though, would have to be Chris Sabin. Again, you know, Chris Sabin is somebody that has really stood the test of time in terms of Impact Wrestling. I think him and Alex Shelley both are some of the most innovative X Division wrestlers. Maybe X Division wrestler is putting them in a box. I think they're two of the most innovative professional wrestlers I've ever seen. And that goes back to when I was training to be a wrestler. Yeah. I always thought to myself, if I could be as good as those guys, then I'll be doing something right. And so